New low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite efforts by President Biden to push forward after his disappointing debate, a growing list of Democrats are coming forward with their own concerns about his health and re-election chances. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Sources are telling our Rachel Scott that the president has yet to speak to top Democratic leadership. So this includes Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, who is the top Democrat in the House. He's also not talked to Nancy Pelosi. So there's really a question here. At what point does the president get more personally involved to make his case that he absolutely should be the one running against Donald Trump?
George Stephanopoulos, anchor of ABC's This Week, will have the first televised interview with President Joe Biden since the debate. It airs this Sunday. Attorneys for the man accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie has rejected a plea deal, saying it would include a terrorism charge. And Hurricane Beryl, once a Category 5, has dipped to a Category 4, but still packing a punch. This is ABC News. Just ahead of the 4th of July holiday, beaches in several states are closed to swimmers due to high levels of bacteria in the water.
In Massachusetts, at least 37 beaches were closed Monday afternoon due to bacterial exceedance, according to the state's Department of Public Health. At least 3 beaches in Coronado, California, and the San Diego Bay have been closed since June 26th, also due to high levels of bacteria in the water. And on Long Island, New York, 63 beaches in Suffolk County last week issued an advisory against swimming due to increased bacteria levels caused by heavy rainfall and stormwater runoff. Officials in Massachusetts identified the bacteria Enterococci, typically found in the intestinal tracts of warm-blooded animals, including humans. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Michael Foods out of Minnesota recalling more than 4,000 pounds of packaged liquid eggs because of mislabeling and fears of allergic reactions. Those cartons were sent to 9 different states. There have been no confirmed reports of anyone getting sick, though, from the products. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent beads.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. A Milwaukee man died outside of a downtown hotel Sunday. Witnesses say 43-year-old Devontae Mitchell locked himself in a bathroom at the Hyatt Regency Milwaukee with a woman inside. Police say Mitchell fought with security guards who escorted him out of the hotel and detained him until officers arrived. Though police attempted life-saving measures on Mitchell, he died at the scene. An autopsy conducted Monday by the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office found the preliminary manner of his death was homicide, but no charges have yet been filed in connection with Mitchell's death. A man accused in a fatal pedestrian crash in Sheboygan pleads no contest. Nathan Heitzman was charged in April of 2023 after a criminal complaint said his pickup truck ran a stop sign and collided with a minivan which left the road and ran into pedestrians. One of them, 4-year-old Cordelia Keither, died from her injuries. Heitzman, who police said didn't have a valid driver's license, pleaded no contest Monday to a charge of homicide by vehicle use controlled substance. An effort to save lives lost to speeding in Milwaukee.
Speeding, we can live without it. The new message in a city which saw 80 traffic deaths last year, including the brother of Mariah Johnson.
My brother was killed in a car crash on 60th and Hampton, where a car was driving 120 miles an hour down the street.
Things have not improved. Milwaukee Police Captain Bradley Schley.
Last year, this time, we were at 38. We're at that same number this year. Today, 38 lives lost. Unacceptable.
Well, the campaign encourages people to slow down, drive the speed limit, report speeding and reckless driving, and share stories of how that's impacted them and their families. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Dark, damp, and dreary today, with on and off scattered showers and thunderstorms possibly rolling through early this evening. With the potential to put down a decent amount of rainfall, localized flooding is a concern. Otherwise, today, highs in the mid-70s. Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 65.
Corn and soybean futures ended the day on the plus side of unchanged, but were below session highs. Wheat futures were lower after yesterday's big move to the upside. Lean hog futures mixed, and the cattle complex shot to the upside on reports of big gains in the cash feeder cattle market and another rally in beef prices.
Live from Chip Chip Squared Squared Day Day via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Chip Mellinger from Blue Reef Agri Marketing. Directly following the news, Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, it's full of chip. Way too much chip today.
No.
Way too much.
Double stuff, baby.
I think
double
I'm going to take off and let you have the conversation with Nellinger.
I would love to. I'd love to get a chance to see what the other chips have to say about things.
Yeah. We're all interested. Have to say.
Welcome
to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. That is Davis Michelson.
Hello.
And we've got Chip Nellinger on the show today. It's going to be a fun conversation.
He's always fun.
Yeah. This beef market, my goodness gracious, it just shot to the upside. I don't know if we're going to, we might have to talk about it a little bit more at the end of the show. But a big rally in the beef market. There's reports coming in from the cash market, sale barn receipts, that this feeder cattle market has just absolutely caught fire. I know that there's some fat cattle trading at the sale barns over $2 a pound. It's, Davis, cattle market's back on fire.
Yeah, and if we're talking about feeder cattle moving, that's an encouraging sign.
Well, I tell you, the feeder cattle market is generating some good profits for the cow-calf man, but it is taking a bite out of the profits for the feed yards and the cattle finishers right now. There is no question about that. So, a lot of ground to cover in the conversations today. Let's go ahead and get started. What you got in the news?
You bet. Well, December soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower and near session highs. It dropped to close near session lows. The contract posted an inside trading day on the chart, pointing to consolidation around the $6 level. The winter wheat harvest as of Sunday was 54% complete. Chip, that typically marks the peak of harvest season hedge pressure. Today, improving conditions for the spring wheat crop weighed on prices, as did the lack of a crop headline out of Russia. December HRWD wheat futures were 6.5 cents lower at 6.08¾. December SRWD wheat down 7¾ to 6.04¾. September spring wheat closed at 6.31, down 1¼ cents. Looks like sixes across the board here, Chip.
Yeah, but it feels like the wheat market just decided, boy, one day to the upside, that's enough. We can't handle more than that. And we set back from that one good rally that we had yesterday. Tough market to build the upside momentum right now.
December corn futures opened slightly higher, rallied to spike resistance at yesterday's high at mid-morning, and then fell back to close low range. Inside the opening range, new crop corn futures have traded on both sides of 420 for the last three sessions. That indicates the corn market may be settling in for a period of consolidation until more is known about crop potential. USDA rates 67% of the corn crop in good to excellent condition, down 2 points from the previous week. Corn rated poor to very poor stands at 9%. That's up 2 points on the week. Corn also found support today from USDA's announcement that Colombia purchased 100,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for delivery in the current marketing year. September corn futures were a penny higher, all told, at 408. December corn up 0.75 cents to 421¼. March corn futures closed at 435. That's up 0.25 cents. Chip.
Yeah, boy, when they were trading 4 or 5 cents higher at mid-morning, the corn market felt pretty good. Falling back to close fractionally higher, that's not what the bulls wanted from that corn market today.
November soybean futures opened a tick lower, then rallied to test resistance at 11.25 before setting back to post a low-range close. Soybean meal futures were an anchor on the bean market, even with bean oil prices solidly higher. Support from the rally in crude oil futures gets credit for supporting bean oil prices, but unwinding long meal short oil spreads was also noted in today's trade. USDA rates 67% of the soybean crop in good to excellent condition. That's unchanged from the previous week, with 8% rated poor to very poor, also unchanged on the week. August soybean futures 4¼ cents higher at 11.50¼. September beans up 3¼ to 11.10¾. November soybeans closed at 11.13. That's up 2 cents on the day.
So August soybean meal did come back and closed $1.30 higher, but August bean oil up 101 on the day. So a nice rally in the bean oil market. 2 days in a row, big gains.
The USDA says 50% of the cotton crop is in good to excellent condition, down 6 points from the previous week. Meanwhile, 17% rated poor to very poor, up 3 points on the week. December cotton today was 40 points lower at 72.70. Man, 17% poor to very poor.
Yeah, and we still can't get a rally out of it.
Yeah, yep. Another surge in boxed beef prices as traders expecting higher cash cattle bids this week. Heavyweight choice graded boxed beef jumped to $1.79 this morning to get this, $330.97. August fat cattle today were 82.5 higher at 185.10. August feeder futures gained $3.72.5. to 261.10. And on the snout side, June lean hog futures today 2½ cents higher at 89.22½. The October contract gained 17½ to 74.27½. Chip Flory.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Matt Bennett, agmarket.net, joins us right now. How you doing, Matt? Hello, Matt. What are we missing?
I don't know.
Apparently he's a little shy today.
Matt Bennett is not a little shy today. I don't think he's shy any day.
Not even for 330.97 feeders? I mean, graded box beefs? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that'd be enough to make anybody a little bit shy on what's going on out there. So that beef market, it just keeps every time I think that's enough. Mm-hmm. The market has done enough. It goes forward and makes another high. And until that stops, Davis, I don't think that the Packers are going to back away from this cash market, that it, at least not in a significant way. And with that happening, it's going to be hard to break futures, no doubt about it. We got Matt at all?
Have we?
No, we don't. That's
weird. I'm going back to October fat cattle. I mean, we're back up to 185.65. Maybe 190 is in play again for the October fat cattle contract, Chip. You want to go there?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. The cattle futures, are trading at a discount to what's going on in the cash market. You know, cash market is mid-190s. We've got some isolated examples of prime beef trading at over $200 a hundred. And it's, and that's on the hoof. That is on the hoof. So there's some really impressive action happening in this cattle market. And when you get right down to it, it's the fact that the demand just continues to come into it. That is keeping this thing going. We're not overwhelming it with supply, even with the heavy, heavy animals that we are slaughtering right now. And the demand keeps chewing right through it. And hamburger demand is great. It's really good. All right, stay tuned with us. We've got Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing, coming up next here on AgriTalk.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at AgMarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's a risk of loss in trading futures under options.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Are you prepared?
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at WI Farm Tech Days.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Don't judge me, Stackler.
Like, well, an awful lot.
Oh, good grief. So what if Davis is playing drinking games during the show?
Well, I mean, grow getters. They keep saying grow getters. How can you not pay attention when they say grow getters? I mean,
I don't
know. How many
times
do you need to say
grow
getters?
What is grow getters?
It's the most groundbreaking, infotaining podcast that YouTube has ever known. I don't think they even have the bandwidth to carry it all of the action that goes on in the grow getters podcast. But you too can check it out on the Farm Journal YouTube page. Don't forget.
Yeah, it's like the usage meter just goes.
Yep.
Buzzing right off the charts, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It absolutely
twisting
is.
The dial.
I'd slow it down if I could, Chip.
You can't. You can't.
Just get
it's out of control.
Let
out
her
of
run.
Control. All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That's Davis.
Yep.
Let's bring in Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri Marketing. Chip, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you, Chip. I like that earlier, Chip Squared, or as I like to say, Chip Happens.
Yeah, there you go. That's
Ooh,
what's
like
happening
that.
Today.
Chip
That's
happens.
What's happening. It's been too long, buddy. How's things been? You okay?
Yeah, doing well. We're enjoying some cooler weather over here. Got some rain there a few days ago. Crops really needed it. But, you know, the market thinks the crop's made. We got to get through July first and make sure this heat doesn't come back. But things are looking pretty good right now in this area.
Tell me more about the crop needing rain, because that is just a foreign concept to me this year, dude.
Well, we're different from you guys. Certainly, it's kind of the tale of two corn belts, as it oftentimes always is. The Mississippi River a lot of times kind of is that cutoff. And I know out your way, you'd want it to stop raining for a little bit, right? And we were really begging for a rain, but we got one. It's gonna push this crop along, but a lot of ways to go in this development, right? I think that we're really probably in the Eastern Corn Belt. We really had two planting windows, right? There was a little bit of crop planted very early, and you know, some of that's shooting tassels, pollinating.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of crop that's, you know, thigh high to about waist high right now. That's really going to be going through a critical time. You know, with pollination and grain fill here a couple weeks out. And there are some hints in that long-range forecast of the heat coming back, especially kind of in the southern tier of the Corn Belt. So we'll have to see. Things look really good right now. I know that there's a little bit of everything out there, from really, really good to stuff that's pretty ugly. And you guys want it to stop raining, and we want it to keep raining, and everywhere in between. So it's a mixed bag this year for sure so far.
Certainly is. Right now up in northeast Iowa, we've got corn from chest high down to corn that's going to need every bit of July 3rd to get to knee high by the 4th of July. It'll get there, but it's going to take all of tomorrow to make it happen. So quite the variability in the crop out there. So, Chip, what does the corn market have built in right now as far as yield or crop, however you want to think about it? Is it something around 15 billion bushels, more than 15 billion bushels? What is it?
Yeah, you know, I was asking myself that earlier this week, yesterday actually, and oftentimes you kind of get a little better feel for what crop size the market's trading. After the action that we've had here, though, after the you know, the stocks and acres report last week, I got to believe they still think a 180, 181 crop is possible and maybe in development. Now, you know, a week from Friday, we've got the July crop report. We'll get a little better snapshot from the USDA to see what the reaction is to whatever they put up, and they probably won't change it. I don't know that there's any reason to change it yet. I still think personally, though, everything you've thrown at this crop so far, from the dry weather early, too much rain out your way, everything in between, that a 180, 181 is a real stretch right now. But I think the market in general still thinks that's a very real possibility.
And there's some that are thinking that there's even more than that the market is trading even better than a 181 and full acres, you know, with this drop that we've had down to 420. It just feels to me like, you know, like Dr. Michael Cordonier started to cut off some of the harvested acreage numbers. He's anticipating a lower harvested acreage percentage on corn, so lose some bushels there. What happens if it's just, you know, quote-unquote, just a record yield of a 178, something like that with fewer harvested acres? The market has still got a lot to figure out, doesn't it?
For sure, for sure. And that's why, I mean, it's just, I feel like I'm on my soapbox here. I just really despise the June acreage number. You know, I think in today's
day and
age.
Go ahead, get on it.
Yeah, I know. It seems like you maybe put me on the calendar right around this time frame because I go on a rant. And I don't know. I just really think that there needs to be some serious consideration about maybe changing the way they do that, especially in late planted years, right? I mean, this information they started taking at the end of the May, first couple, 2-3 days of June, we had a lot of crop to plant. We still have, you know, apparently 3 million acres of corn to plant out there. At this stage,
is it 12
really
million bushels
planted?
Of beans or 12 million acres of beans?
It boggles my mind. And the problem is, to your point of the market's going to be debating this, until the January crop report, it's even a convoluted system when they start releasing the prevent plant acres in August. My recollection is that takes 3 months at least. They start the preliminary numbers in August, they follow up in September, and then give you some sort of final number in October, but that's not really a cut and dried, here's the number. I don't understand, with the technology we have today, with farmers being able to certify, you know, have deadlines on when they certify their acres for crop insurance, we should be able to punch a button and figure out exactly what was planted and exactly what was prevent planted. With a sample size of somewhere north of 95%, which is pretty solid. They call elections on way less info than that. So that's my rant. Unfortunately, they are going to be debating this until the January crop report. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, by then, we may have played out this market, and it may not make as much of a difference if we do see some big revisions in the planted or harvested number in January.
Yeah. It's a good rant. It is. It's a legitimate gripe or concern, whatever you want to call it, that you're talking about here. Is in what I get to is trying to figure out how to get the best information as quickly as possible into the public's hands. And that gives us the best chance of end users responding to conditions, of producers to respond to conditions. And the sooner the better on the info is all I'm saying.
Don't disagree with you. And this year especially, it'll be a frustrating few months because we're going to be talking about this until January, unfortunately. And, you know, at the end of the day, I do get it. I still think that yield, a 5-bushel yield swing in corn one way or the other is, you know, 7 times more important than a million and a half acre swing and plant. So, you know, yield is the biggest issue in the end result, but it sure would be nice to get some accurate data. And I just think planting info as of the 1st of June, especially in later years like this,
you know,
it's for all intents and purposes useless.
I agree. The outlook, the yield is what is going to have a big impact on the outlook and what guys do to market this 2024 corn crop. But what happens if in September of 2025, after we get the September 1 grain stocks report, that they have, and they've done this before, that they have to make an adjustment to the production from the year before? That's waiting way too long to give producers and end users the signal that they need to do an accurate job of what it is they need to do. It's tough.
And we've seen that multiple
and
times.
And that adjustment
might
come on acres. So
yeah, for sure. And you say, you know what? Boy, we were right back then, but now it's 18 months down the road and we've had a crop and a half and a southern hemisphere growing season, and it just doesn't matter anymore at that point in time.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter, but it does, because we could have done better, and we always wanted to try to do the best we can. And you mentioned it, Chip, the technology that is available, it's being used, but the question I have is, could it be used more efficiently and get some better answers? Okay, we're both going to move on. When we get to the next segment, Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing, here on AgriTalk.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were 6.5 cents lower at 6.08¾. December soft red wheat down 7¾ to 6.04¾. September corn futures were a penny higher on the day, 4.08 there. December corn futures up 0.75¢ to 4.21¼. August soybeans 4¼ cents higher at 11.50¼. November beans close at 11.13. That's up 2 cents today. December cotton 40 points lower on the day to 72.70. On your livestocks, August fat cattle today 82.5 higher at 185.10. August feeder futures gained $3.72 to 261.10. And July lean hogs today 2.5 cents higher at 89.22½. Get more market news every market day. Visit TryProFarmer.com.
The possibility...
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Dark, damp, and dreary today, with on and off scattered showers and thunderstorms possibly rolling through early this evening. With the potential to put down a decent amount of rainfall, localized flooding is a concern. Otherwise, today, highs in the mid-70s. Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 65.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk. Hey, Chip.
Hey, Davis.
Oh, no, I meant our guest Chip Nellinger from Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. Hey, Chip.
I got a question for you, Chip. Actually.
So you're from Blue Reef Agri Marketing. I'm curious.
Correct.
Where is this Blue Reef, and does it happen to be near the Blue Lagoon? This is my question.
It probably is. We've been searching for it for about 20 years. We still haven't found it.
Okay.
But it's close. Now, the name actually comes from the book, The Blue Ocean.
Say that again? The Blue Ocean?
Sorry about that. The Blue Strategy is kind of where the name of that that came from, Davis.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, I was just curious there. So you don't have a map to the Blue Lagoon, then, is what you're saying?
I don't, or I'd be there. I'd be there already.
Fair enough. A man after my own heart.
Oh, my gosh. The Blue Lagoon is getting closer to my front door out here, I think. Yeah. We've had 1.6 inches of rain in the last 24 hours here. It's still raining. It's 75 degrees. It doesn't look like it's going to get any better for the rest of the day. Yeah, that's me complaining, guys. What
well,
you
maybe
got
you need
going,
Brooke Shields
yes?
to lift your spirits. You need Brooke Shields to lift your spirits a little bit. We're here. It's 94 degrees and sunny, but it feels like 104. So we're a little toasty over here in Kansas City.
Holy smokes, dude.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That is hot. All right. Let's get back to the conversation with Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. Chip, the funds holding this a big short position and a higher than normal percentage of the open interest are the funds short in the corn market right now. Is that enough to suggest that everybody is leaning on one side of the canoe, this thing's got to tip over and we can get a short covering rally? Or is it going to take some kind of a fundamental trigger?
I think it'll take something fundamental. I mean, just look at soy oil, right? Funds had a record short position in soy oil, had a little bit of friendly fundamental news, and everybody had sold it that wanted to sell it. And then there's no one left to sell because they're all short, and the market goes screaming the other way when the funds have to cover their shorts. So, in the short run, the funds are going to move it. Friday's bearish stocks and acreage report added some bearish momentum. I would say we are pretty well leaned in one direction on the canoe. Tip it over, though, and get them going to the other side, it's going to take something fundamental. And that could easily happen because we talked before the break. I think the market's assuming that everything's great. It's likely not. If it stays 82 and rains every 6 days, for the next 2 months, that might be a different story. But if the heat comes back, that might be something initially that could give you a short covering bounce. We also talked, just a 5, 6, 7 bushel swing in yield potential is going to have a dramatic impact on the carryout because demand's so big. And so, we've got the makings for a short covering rally, but we're going to have to see the high pressure ridge come back, some threatening weather in July or August, early August, to kind of get the funds wanting to come out of some of their shorts and take some major profits.
Okay. All right. The friendly news for soybean oil, was that the rally in crude oil? Is that all it took?
Well, I don't think that hurt. And, crude oil being where it's at, holding north of $80 and kind of approaching $85 certainly has put a lot of profitability in the ethanol and renewable and biodiesel standpoint. But there was some trade spats going on in portions of Southeast Asia, and that had the palm oil market rallying. Also had some data out earlier this week about just how fast the renewable diesel fuel industry has expanded. And so there's some positive fundamental news going on out there. Crude oil's part of it, the profitability in the industry's part of it, and then some potential trade ramifications in Southeast Asia that might affect, the availability of palm oil being put into China. And so that has the funds running for cover. So it won't take much in beans or wheat or corn to cause some short covering, but it will, I think, take at least some sort of a change in the fundamental outlook, or at least a perceived threat to yield or a perceived threat or change in the fundamentals somewhere along the way to get the funds, you know, out of this big short.
Okay. Good crush numbers on soybeans for May or was it for June? No, it was for May, wasn't it?
Well, it's been pretty consistently good. We had one miss along the way, but, crush numbers have been just fantastic for 7-8 months now, other than one little hiccup. And I think that was more to, a little bit of maintenance and maybe a day less on the calendar for that month. But pretty strong demand out there. I don't expect it to stay strong because there's just massive profitability out there right now.
Yeah. Well, and then the corn crush was pretty doggone good for ethanol too, wasn't it?
We're grinding, what we need, and even exporting what we need on corn. You know, that's been kind of the unsung hero out here because they're not just the numbers that, you know, get everyone excited. They're not 60 million, 70 million a week, but, you know, quietly we're exporting 30, 35, 38 million a week. And those numbers consistently, they add up. So demand out here seems pretty good on corn, especially right now.
Yeah. Certainly does. Okay. Go back to that quarterly grain stocks report with the amount of corn that's held on farm. It was no surprise. That's been the talk. But how does that influence market action going forward?
Yeah, it's certainly going to become potentially a wet blanket, around the market. It's a head scratcher to me. You know, if it is out there, the basis would tell you that a little bit something different, but maybe it's just the fact the producers have the bin locked and they're not opening that thing for a while. But if we don't have any type of a threat or a scare to get that short covering rally you were talking about, and rally into the end of July, first part of August, if we just stay depressed and the farmers unlock their bins ahead of new crop, this thing could get really ugly if there is as many stocks out there as what that quarterly stocks report would indicate. And, you know, again, I think that's better data than what the acreage number is. Mm-hmm. But there's some volatility there and still some questions. But it is something that really is, it could hang over this market on corn for a while. Now, the opposite, I think, could be true in beans, even though on paper it seems like there's a lot out there, you know, spreads being inverted and basis still pretty strong in most areas. It just makes you wonder if there's really that many beans left out there. But it certainly appears that there could be a big amount of corn that needs cleaned up sometime between now and harvest. It could be a little bit of a disaster if it holds to the bitter end and we have a big crop and no short covering between now and fall.
Yeah. Have you noticed if somebody needs to get their hands on some soybeans, they just put a $12 bid out there.
it's crazy. I was talking to somebody earlier, you know, you look at some of these inversions in the bean market. And then if you would have told somebody, an old floor trader from Chicago, 20 years ago, that we've got the bean market inverted, we've got strong basis, and we're at contract lows, something doesn't make sense in that equation, but here we are nonetheless.
That's exactly right. It's a new game. It's a different game trying to figure out what exactly is going on and what the signals really mean that are coming from the futures and from the cash market. Okay, the conversations that you're having with clients, what do you I'm not looking for anything specific, just kind of your general attitude on moving this 2024 crop, Chip. What do you want guys thinking about?
I think at the heart of it, in corn especially, let's figure out what you really think your yield is right now and what crop insurance coverage you have. Because if you have a high EPH and high coverage level, we're not that far from crop insurance levels. So don't panic into anything as far as sales go right now. Be ready, willing, and able to sell and reward a rally if you see it in the next 6 weeks. You know, obviously basis is part of this. Storage is going to be part of this. So that conversation is different for everyone. But at the end of the day, I don't think these levels in corn and beans, corn especially, warrant, you know, panicking and selling a bunch down here after all the selling pressure that the funds have thrown at us for the last month, month and a half.
Okay. All right. What about on soybeans? A different attitude or kind of the same? Be looking to sell into rallies?
Yeah, kind of the same. Be looking to sell into rallies. Beans are, you know, the crop is made in August. A lot of beans are pretty short, especially over here. I don't know about your way. I would think that it's very similar. They can catch up, but, you know, August weather is going to dictate what kind of bean crop that we have. So there's still plenty of time left on the calendar to get, you know, bounces in beans. But be ready to sell them. Be ready to protect it with puts if sales make you uncomfortable. It's certainly time. And also, I think there's this big, you know, Loch Ness sea monster lurking under the surface out there with South America, right? I don't think on rallies in the next couple of months, it's too early to be talking about 25 production, especially being, you know, they could easily put a 6+ billion bean crop out if the weather cooperates for them down there this winter.
Okay, buddy, we got to go. Happy 4th of July. Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Boot Barn, we believe that the cowboy boot is an American icon. Today's boots are not only rooted in history, but are enhanced with modern technology features for the working cowboy. Ariat boots are built with advanced technology that provides the comfort and support of a high-performance athletic shoe, yet still has the functionality and durability of the iconic cowboy boot. And at Boot Barn, we carry over 250,000 pairs of Ariat boots nationwide. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-204-4240. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-204-4240 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, He didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
That's 552 followed by the number 4. Join the conversation. Hop on! Right here on AgriTalk, it's your pal, Davis Michelson.
You know, people can email us, too.
Really?
Okay. AgriTalk@host.com. No, that's not right. Host@AgriTalk.com. Host@AgriTalk.com. Got this from Dan. 3.8 inches in McClelland, Iowa.
Oh.
3.8. That's so far today, and there's another round on its way.
Where's McClellan? Where is that?
Isn't it Eastern Iowa?
You know?
I'll look it up.
I'm not sure.
I'll look it up. What do you
I've heard of it. Yeah. No, I got nothing on McClellan. But thanks for, man, what did he say, 3.8 and more on the way?
Yeah.
That's a right dandy soaking.
Yes, it is. No doubt. No doubt. Pottawatomie County.
Pottawatomie County. Okay.
Yep. Southwest Iowa.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up, Dan. Appreciate that. The Blue Reef remains at large. The Blue Lagoon, also at large. I'm curious about Chip. You are there by the Big Muddy Lagoon.
Yep.
Current conditions report, if you would.
Swollen. And the river is still rising. It's moderate flood stage.
Okay.
You look at some of the local parks and DNR boat ramps, stuff like that. They're all closed.
Uh-huh.
They are all closed. The gates at Lock and Dam 10 are wide open. They're letting the water through just as fast as they can, but there's a lot of water that has already backed up, and it's spreading out. Between the bluffs up here in southwest Wisconsin and northeast Iowa.
Well, Kansas City was under flood warning last night for a period of time, and I think they posted another one. I'm not entirely sure. Don't go by me. Look for yourself, Kansas City. But heavy rain expected here as well. I'm curious about your spot there. You are right on the river. You're blessed with a beautiful little spot. Aren't you worried that your place is going to flood? What's the deal?
We're not going to get right now. The forecast is not for the river to get as high as it was a year ago.
Okay.
Okay. Or, you know, in spring of a year ago, April of a year ago. And at that point, the sandbags and the plastic on the doors were necessary.
Yeah.
But it was also up to about almost 21 foot. Right now, we're at about 18. So, There's still room to go.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best, man. Be safe.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm curious, Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing, all joking aside, he's looking for a fundamental catalyst to turn prices higher, okay? But it's the same thing that we've been talking about this, you know, for however long. It's a multi-stage process. Stop adding short positions. Exit those short positions, then add long positions. I'm curious, when he's looking for a fundamental catalyst to maybe shake that up a little bit, do the funds care about the fundamentals? I feel like those guys typically are more technical traders, aren't they? Or even just relying on algos?
Yeah, but the fundamentals can provide a jolt to the market that influence the technicals and the algorithms and everything.
Okay,
so like on Thursday of last week, or excuse me, Friday of last week, June 28th, when we got 120 more bushels of corn in the grains, June 1 grain stocks, when we got 1.4 million more acres of corn planted than what the trade expected, that was a big enough shock to the market to accelerate the downtrend. Well, if it would have been just the opposite, 120 million bushels fewer, 1.4 million acres fewer, I would have anticipated the same kind of a reaction to the upside. That then would have changed the technical outlook. It would have triggered all the warning signals out there that it is time to get out of these short positions because we've got some issues out there. See, and the thing is, I was thinking, and you know, Sean Hackett from Hackett Financial said that we need a fundamental trigger. Chip Nellinger today says we need a fundamental trigger.
Yep.
I was starting to think that there's enough age on the short positions that the funds are holding that maybe we don't even need a catalyst anymore. Maybe it's just, maybe the funds are going to get tired of being short and it's time to roll out of those positions. But my thoughts are in the minority on that, obviously.
Yeah. I don't like this on-farm stocks setup here.
No.
At some point, do farmers just need to hold their nose and sell a level that will work? I mean, at these current levels, and I'm looking at this basis report from Pro Farmer from last week, corn basis firm 3 cents to 4 cents above the July. I don't know if that's very exciting or not. Dude, how do we get that corn to move so that we don't get ourselves into some weird thing where now we have to panic sell?
Boy, that's a good question.
Because you want to clear the space without going broke, basically.
Right. The calendar might have something to do with that. Cash needs might have something to do with that. Okay. If corn is still sitting, if a big chunk of last year's corn crop is still sitting in an individual storage, they probably don't have a whole lot of cash needs happening right now. So time or the right bid or the right bid, and the bid just hasn't been right. This is wild. The National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook July 8th through the 12th has got below normal temperatures moving back into the middle of the country. Southern Minnesota, eastern South Dakota, eastern Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Iowa, and then a lot of Illinois is in that area where below normal temperatures are expected. That's a lot of corn around that. And we've got the below normal precipitation also starting to make its way into the middle of the country from the northwest. In the 8 to 14 day, the above normal temperatures come back in for July 10th through the 16th. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, we got the Farmer Forum here on AgriTalk.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had the